A Brood of Vipers. Michael Mangan, president of St. Michael's World Apostolate, delivers a brilliant, incisive expose on the United Nations and why it is one of the most dangerous and subversive entities in the world. The meeting was hosted by the Lay Order of St. Michael on March 16, 2014, at the College Point Little League Hall in Queens, New York.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Michael Mangan, the president of St. Michael's World Apostolate, and myself, along with the Lay Order of St. Michael, with the assistance of Brian Haggerty, are the hosts of this meeting this afternoon. And we have a lot on the plate for you to enjoy and for your spirit to be rallied and to be inspired. Well, for the second Sunday in Lent, beautiful time to purify ourselves, to really get all of those graces we need to sanctify ourselves. It really is the church in her wisdom, Jesus in his wisdom, certainly sets aside this time for you and I to grow and to deepen in our faith and relationship with Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we are thankful for Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, that assists us in that task. And I always like this excerpt from Our Lady of June 15th, 1974, which certainly coincides with our Lenten observance, in which Our Lady said, quote, "The greatest pleasure to the Father is to watch the sacrifices of the senses being made by mankind," end of quote. So your prayers and fasting are very, very powerful. And as Our Lady said, extremely pleasing to the Father. So when you think of that little act of giving up that fudge layer cake or that dish of ice cream or what, or whatever it is, whatever it is, that is very powerful or pleasing to the Eternal Father. And it's not to say, too, also when we think of fasting and prayers and so forth, we often think of refraining from food or sweets or even smoking or drinking or whatever, but also refraining from bad thoughts or bad comments or things of that nature. We want to say something and we bite our tongue and we say something nice or pleasant, something of that note. That also is very pleasing to the Eternal Father as well. So anyways, this is a great opportunity, this Lenten time, to really to grow in our faith, to use those graces that Our Lady and Our Lord have given us so generously, and particularly the graces from Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. And you know what Our Lady wants us to do: be that disciple of the latter days. Get that rose petal, get those messages out. Be that evangelist. That's a nice Lenten service, is it not, Father? Reaching out to our neighbor. One of the greatest acts of charity that you can do is what? To give the truth to someone. And when you give them the Bayside message, that's powerful and it's transforming and it's a tremendous act of service to our neighbor. So consider that when you're at the diner and you give a rose petal to a waitress, you're at the gas station, you give it to the attendant, you have no idea what that can do to someone. Well, you do. What am I saying? You do know, because it's happened to you. A rose petal, a message, it's transformed your life. That's all it takes. That's how powerful the messages are. So keep that up. And interesting, just an update. We're very proud to say, regarding the Carmelites in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Diocese, that Sister Therese of Merciful Love, who happens to be my niece and godchild, is now addressed as Mother Therese of Merciful Love. So we're very proud of that, aren't we? She's a Bayside product. Yeah. Quite impressive. She, of course, by vote, they have to vote. There's a constitution, there's rules and regulations, and she was voted the sub-prioress. So she is the mother's right-hand man. A man? Father? How do I say that? Right-hand sister? Right-hand what?
No.
Right-hand nun. Thank you, Jim. Okay.
She's next to none.
She's next to none. Okay. Oh, Father, say that again. There goes Bill Dykes again. There goes Bill Dykes. Okay. So we're very proud of that. Mother Teresa, and that she has to be addressed like that. So we're very proud of Sister Therese. Again, she is a product, a fruit of Our Lady of the Roses. That's why I bring it up, not because she's my niece or godchild. She is a product, a fruit of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. And she'll tell you that. And there is another fruit of Our Lady of the Roses in the same convent. Remember? Sister Mara Vias. She'll be making her final vows. She's doing excellent there. They all love her there. She fits like a hand in the glove. And she's doing quite well as well. Again, another fruit of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. And when I was in Buffalo, one of our organizers said that the shrine has produced about five priests. I said, what? What do you mean five priests? It's been more than that. In 44 years, I corrected her. I said, Betty, it's been more than five priests. I could just rattle off five priests off the top of my head right now. The point being, in 44 years, Our Lady has produced and Our Lord have produced mucho religious, priests and religious. And if we go back to the nuns, I remember in the late 70s and early 80s, to about 20, remember James? Yeah. 21 nuns through Bayside entered the Baltic convent here in Connecticut. About 21 nuns. Fantastic, isn't it? The sad thing, though, is unfortunately when they enter into the system and the mother finds out a little bit, they try to influence them. They bring in priests to warn these nuns, well, you got to be careful with Bayside and blah, 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 you know. But I was really touched. I was really deeply moved because I spoke with one of the nuns. She had entered in 1979. She gave tremendous testimony beforehand to Bayside. She'd been falling away. The usual story. Fallen away Catholic, been away from the church, educated. She had her master's in education or something. Had fallen away through Bayside, came back to the faith, became a nun. And at the age of maybe late 20s, early 30s, and a very good one at that. And she, I was so happy to hear that before she died, unfortunately, she contracted cancer. I think breast cancer about 2 or 3 years ago. And I had a chance to speak with her. And she said, Michael, I want to let you know, all of these years, there's one, I wear the bronze scapula, but there's one medal I have never taken off my neck. And what is that? Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers medal. She wore every day. So I was so happy to hear that because unfortunately, a lot of those 21 nuns had been unduly influenced by certain clergy that have come in. So that was really deeply moving to hear that as well. So, and of course, we do want to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. It's a universal church. Everyone is Irish tomorrow. Doesn't matter if you're Cubano, Ecuadorian, Italian, Polish, Guatemalan. You're Irish and Slovak. Right, Irish and Slovak. Right. And you're Russian? Oh, I forgot. Okay. All I know is say a prayer for me. I'm going to be in trouble after the meeting. Okay, Father, we can discuss this later. Okay. Okay. What, Colombian? He's amazing. Juliet. Croatian. Excuse me, Croatian. And, of course, we said Slovakia. And Carl? Bronxite. Yeah, Bronxite. There you go. That's amazing. Manny, Puerto Rican. Margaret is, of course, Irish. And it's amazing. Boy, you talk about the United Nations. It's right here. Filipino, Daryl. Portuguese. But it's amazing. Anyway, it's amazing. So happy St. Patrick's Day and happy St. Joseph's Day as well. This is the month of St. Joseph. And Our Lady has asked that we pray to St. Joseph, particularly for the priests that are suffering in purgatory. Pray the Litany of St. Joseph, very powerful.
Blessed religious articles are an absolute must for you and your loved ones in this epic end times battle against the forces of Antichrist. Our gift shop online at smwa.org has a wide variety of religious goods for your peace of mind and protection. You can also order toll-free at 888-830-SMWA or 888-830-7692.
Okay, good people. Why the United Nations is one of the most dangerous and subversive entities in the world. A brood of vipers. End of brood of vipers. That's what Jesus and Mary often refer to the United Nations. Let's start with a little background, brothers and sisters in Christ. It was officially founded on October 24th, 1945. Now, interestingly, after World War I, the United States was invited to join the League of Nations, as it was known. It was the brainchild of Woodrow Wilson, but the Senate rejected it. But after World War II, or actually, well, officially World War II, I think, ended in September of 1945, didn't it? But on July 28th, 1945, the Senate, by the vote of 89-2, accepted the invitation to join the United Nations. And it would just be a few months later that it was officially established as the United Nations. The name was started by, or dubbed by FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which, for all Bayside scholars, you know that that's not exactly a very good sign. You know what Our Lady has said about FDR, that he has been condemned to hell. And it is said that, you know who else helped found the UN? Was Alger Hiss, the notorious Soviet agent and spy. If you've done any study on Alger Hiss, in the 1950s, when the Congress was bringing different people up for anti-American charges, he was convicted of perjury because it was said by other people who outed him as a communist. He denied it, yada, yada, yada. He perjured himself, and he was exposed and convicted, spent 3 years in jail. Now, to his death, he denied any involvement. He died in 1996 at the age of like 94 or something. But the fact is, everyone agrees that Alger Hiss was a Soviet agent and spy. In fact, no less than New York Times, just recently, just a couple of years ago, did a whole article acknowledging that, in fact, he was a Soviet agent or spy. So those aren't two very good signs right there when we talk with the United Nations. Now, the headquarters of the United Nations, for the first 5 years, from 1945 to 1950. Where was the headquarters for the first 5 years?
Belgium. Wow, surprising.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Do we know what that is?
The headquarters for United Nations for the first 5 years, as they were building the complex and building on 42nd Street before that, they held many sessions here in this building, which is now known as the Queen's Museum of Art, as you can see. But this is where headquarters was. In Flushing Meadow Corona Park. Flushing Meadow Corona Park. Let me show one more picture. It's quite a building. Here's the length and breadth of the... You've all seen it because you all go to the Holy Grounds. You pass it all the time. And that's where the headquarters was for the first 5 years. You can't make this stuff up, can you? You cannot make this stuff up. The devil plants his headquarters. He plants his work in Flushing Meadow Park. Jesus and Mary respond with the Holy Grounds. And as they say, where the darkness is, heaven will counter the work of the evil one. And this is, it's unbelievable. You just can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And that's what's so amazing too. And when you think of it too, good people, you think of the United Nations. What's their mission statement, in essence? To maintain peace and advance human rights. Sounds good. If you look at their brochure, if you have taken a tour of the United Nations, if you know anything about it, you go on the website. Oh, they have all these wonderful projects. Humanitarian assistance, the UN family of organizations, the International Peace and Security. You've heard of UNESCO, UNICEF, WHO, the World Health Organization. I mean, it sounds very nice, if not noble. So why is it dangerous and subversive? What's wrong with this picture then? Why is Jesus and Mary calling it a brood of vipers? And that's even mild. I'll read you some of these excerpts from Jesus and the Blessed Mother. Why are they so outraged with this entity?
Is there anybody God?
Gee, you nailed it, Jim. You basically nailed it. And that sums it up in one sentence. What's wrong with this picture? God has been shut out. Completely shut out in their agenda and charter. For example, in their preamble to the charter, about 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. Again, it's wonderful. We're going to eliminate the terrible scourge of war, and we're against oppression, and we're going to champion the rights of the people, and we are for truth and justice. Oh, it sounds wonderful, except one thing. God is not mentioned, not twice or three times, not mentioned at all. So how are they going to produce this, good people? How are you going to establish peace and security and these wonderful attributes that they speak about without the Almighty involved? Impossible. Impossible. You and I know that. It's the gospel of man, humanism, this gospel of man. This is what they're preaching. And it's very, very scary. I like how Our Lady put it on December 31st, 1970, one of the first messages given to Veronica. And that's what Our Lady's saying about God being shut out. Our Lady, quote, "Where is the Godhead in this group? What is their true purpose as they play with the lives of millions? Liars sent by the Father of all liars. Trust not in the ways of man, but place your full trust in your God." And what our Lord says on September 7th, 1971, this may sum it up. Quote, "There is a brood of vipers in your city. Their mouths are spurting flames. Their father is the father of all liars. They wear two faces." Let me repeat that last phrase. They wear two faces. And so that's why Our Lady refers to it as a seed of evil. That's why Our Lady mentions that their goal is to overthrow Christian belief. And Veronica quotes Our Lady as referring to the United Nations as a putrid place. And why not? Look at what they embody. What does the United Nations embody today? We talk about the two faces. We talk about the humanitarian system, assistance and international human rights. That sounds all nice, doesn't it? But what's the reality? Just look below the veneer. They have the appearance of all that. There's a veneer of goodness and helping the poor and so forth. But really, what do they embody? They are at the forefront. They champion abortion, homosexuality, gay marriage, contraception, condoms, all of this immorality. They are working in opposition to God, in defiance of God's rules, laws, statutes, and commandments. They are an anti-God. They are an anti-Christ. And this is why Jesus and Mary are so plainly outspoken against them. They are a vehicle for the globalists and elitists to achieve that one world government and one world religion. And the sad thing, too, is if you don't prescribe to their philosophy or ideology or agenda, really agenda, they will punish you, isolate you, scorn you, shame and disgrace you, and even lecture you, as they lectured the Vatican in February. And that's putting it lightly, isn't it? Lecture. They attacked the church. They absolutely attacked the church in February. They had the gall, and it was so appalling that this organization had the nerve, the gall, to attack the church, or lecture the church, and attack the church at the same time. Their hypocrisy was breathtaking when you consider where they actually stand and what their agenda really is. And of course, it was under the pretext of this clergy sex abuse scandal. They were speaking about that, and they were concerned about the rights of the children and so forth. Well, why don't they start with their own organization for one thing? And more on that in a couple of minutes. But it was absolutely amazing when I was reading the report from the chairman. This is the chairman of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child. When they issued this statement or this attack, what they said, good people, and I don't know if you were following the news, but they asked the church to change their doctrine. Are you aware of that? They actually wanted the church to change their doctrine, their church teaching, that would be more helpful for the global village and for the children and teenagers. And you say, well, Michael, are you sure? Did you read that right? I'll quote the chairman of the committee right now. Let's quote the chairman. This is what she says. This is a Kirsten Sandberg, chairman of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, that issued the attack of the Vatican last week, is from Norway, demanding that the church amend canon law to accommodate the changing culture. Sandberg's committee, quote, urges that the Holy See review its position on abortion, which places obvious risks on the life and health of pregnant girls, and to amend Canon 1398 relating to abortion with a view to identifying circumstances under which access to abortion services can be permitted. End of quote. UN. And then you wonder why, geez, was Our Lady and Our Lord being a little bit too harsh? You understand? And we're not, and she's not done. Further, as Sandberg's UN committee moves beyond denigrating the church for her teachings on abortion and contraception to demand that the church, quote, overcome the taboos, end of quote, surrounding adolescent sexuality, including homosexual behavior, by changing church teachings on homosexual relations to conform to the prevailing culture espoused by the United Nations. Chairman of the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child. And you know what really galls me, good people? really gets my goat. There was 18 members in this committee that issued this. Now, there's three that come to mind, from Uganda, Thailand, and Syria. And they're concerned about the rights of the child. Okay, if you follow the news in Uganda, how many times have you seen 8 and 10-year-old boys carrying machine guns in their war, their tribal warfare there? Thailand. Well, I think we all know about that, don't we? Their exploitation, they are leaders in the child sex trade, are they not? In Thailand? And then Syria. How many thousands of children have died in the civil war in Syria? And these representatives are going to lecture the Vatican? I mean, look at your own country. And how about looking at your own entity? Even the New York Times, just a couple of years ago, interestingly enough, surprisingly enough, did an article on the United Nations and the fact that their peacekeeping forces, wherever they go, there's always issues of rape, pedophilia, and sexual immorality. Wherever they go. Oh, they just had a very highly publicized incident in Haiti, in which the UN actually had to apologize. And that was an act of pedophilia, a very serious act there. So, I mean, and then they're going to lecture the Vatican, the United Nations? You know, clean up your own act first. And so this is what's so sad. This is why Our Lady and Our Lord are so troubled by this agency. And that they really are, it's really diabolical what they're doing. And as I mentioned, particularly, this is a vehicle for the globalists and elitists. It's an arm of the octopus. That's quote unquote, an arm of the octopus. That's the terminology used by Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary. That we have so many arms, so many tools that the globalists are using to bring about this reign of enslavement. And that's what Our Lady, that's what Our Lord is talking about and has warned. On April 10th, 1972, Jesus says, quote, "My children, unless you listen now, you will be herded as cattle. You will live lives of servitude under a master of hell." End of quote.
Become a monthly donor. Help provide St. Michael's World Apostolate with a steady stream of dependable income to help cover the heavy cost of the shrine, the operation, the maintenance of the office and print shop, and the mission of spreading Our Lady's urgent message to the world. Allow us to charge your credit card each month. $15 a month would be a great help. It's only 50 cents a day. To start giving today, once again, call toll-free 888-830-SMWA or 888-830-7692.
And Our Lady says in 1977, and of course Father would have been taught this 100 times in his studies, but we are born to be free spirits. Remember Our Lady said that in 1977? And what we see here with the United Nations is as long as you conform to their narrow vision, you'll be okay. But if you don't, you'll be crushed. And isn't it interesting, good people? And this is a fact. I've mentioned this before, that there's been more martyrs, more Christian martyrs in the 20th century than all 19 centuries combined. Where's the United Nations on that? Where are they? Supposed to be a champion of the poor and the oppressed and the persecuted and the reviled and the scorned. Where are you? When millions of Christians are being slaughtered. And you wonder why Our Lady and Our Lord are so harsh, are so severe with the United Nations. That's one reason. And Our Lady and Our Lord have said so often that we have to beware of organizations or tools like this, because that's what they want you to do, to bring you under servitude, herd you like cattle, and to bring about that tyranny or dictatorship. And what's the old rule? I'm sure, Father, again, you've been taught this in your studies, but when you lose grip of God, when you lose grip of morality, then ultimately you always, always descend into a dictatorship. That's the fruit of rejecting God and truth and faith and morals. That is the history has proven that. You descend into a tyranny and dictatorship. And that's where we're going right now. That's where we're heading right now. And then on top of that too, oh good people, what Our Lady and Our Lord warn us about as well is the influence of China, Russia, and of course Lucifer. Veronica has had many visions of the dragon, the bear, and the serpent. The dragon, China, bear, Russia, serpent, Lucifer. We've already pointed out that the United Nations was founded, or helped founded, by a communist agent, Alger Hiss. That's a fact. Because the New York Times said it, that's why, all right? Even they said it, okay? So, I mean, that's problematic, right? But what Our Lady is saying, too, and this is what needs to be expressed as well, good people. When we talk about the United Nations, you have the General Assembly, and then you have the UN Security Council. They hold the power. Five nations are on the UN Security Council. Any scholars, anyone knows? Who's the five nations? United States. Russia. China. France. And Great Britain. They hold virtually all of the power, if you will, because those five nations have veto power. So you have right now, for instance, let's take the Ukraine situation. Now, it was actually brought to the United Nations that what Putin and the communists are doing is unconstitutional and it violated the charter. Exactly. Exactly. Right, Steve. It violated UH. Russia vetoed it. Okay. So now United Nations can't do anything. They vetoed it. Russia said no. We didn't violate it. So I don't know how effective can this be anyways. Russia can veto anything they don't like. And so can the U.S. for that matter. But the fact is, Russia can do that. The other thing, what Our Lady's trying to say, as you well know, and that's why we need the consecration of Russia, is that Russia also seeks worldwide domination. And what they're doing, a major player in their quest for worldwide domination is the United Nations. It's a fact that it is infested with KGB agents and spies at the United Nations. I think that's been fairly well documented through the years. It was helped founded by a KGB agent. They are now allowed entrance into America, these KGB agents, under the pretext that they're going to the United Nations. And they're doing humanitarian work. They're champions of universal rights and so forth. So that's why Veronica has had visions, if you will, a couple of times. Well, here's one. Jesus, April 10th, 1972, he says, this is not a vision, Jesus, quote, remove from your city the agents of your own destruction, the gathering of demons, the dragon, the bear, and the serpent, or you will have visited upon you what you have sown. End of quote. We have a miraculous picture, I think John's going to show later, on which a vulture appears on the photograph. That is UN related, it has to be. Our Lady says on September 13th, 1974, quote, "These enemies do not defend you, but they wait to pounce upon you like vultures." End of quote. You're going to see a pretty neat vulture later on. So you can see why Our Lady and Our Lord have mentioned about the bear, the dragon, and the serpent. And we mentioned about a brood of vipers. Veronica has a vision. Quote, "I see the floor in the chamber of the League of United Nations, but I do not see faces behind the desks. I see serpents, their tongues lashing out in every direction." You and I know that one of the worst sins, or one of the worst offenses that that God and us as human beings abhor, is hypocrisy. Saying one thing and doing another. That's one of the worst offenses, isn't it? The United Nations, they're wearing two faces. They're deceiving people. Again, under this pretext of goodness and helping the poor and championing the oppressed and so forth, they are diabolical. They're absolutely diabolical. The fact that they're not championing the rights of the poor and the oppressed. Mention that you're pro-life and see how much they'll champion you. Mention that you're anti-gay marriage and see how much they help you and assure you of your rights.
They work with such incredible duplicity. Remember when Mother Teresa went to the United Nations when she won the Nobel Peace Prize, and of course she prayed the Our Father, which must have just made them go crazy. But they are trying to use Mother Teresa right now, along with their globalist agenda, because many people don't remember enough of what she stood for. Many good people do, but they're very confused today. So they're using Mother Teresa right now. There are pictures all over of her that she is going along with their agenda. So there's just, it's incredible, the duplicity.
It really is breathtaking. Yes, Pat.
That Major Ollie North and Mike Huckabee, these past 3 years, they've been circulating papers to get the UN out of the United States. And I've been taking these papers to my churches and leaving them so people can see. We really have to get them out of New York.
Amen. Amen. In fact, Pat, excellent point. In fact, that's exactly what Our Lady says on September 13th, 1975, quote, "Your country must send from its shores the coalition, the United Nations," end of quote. Get rid of them, dump them, set up camp in Moscow. How about that? You might as well, I mean, right?
A lot of people don't feel well about the JBH, John Birch Society. If you go back 30 years, they've been telling you get out of the UN.
Right, that's right. And you can see why. There is mountains of evidence to show that they are absolutely anti-American. Their agenda is, as we said a million times, is globalist. They undermine the sovereignty and the independence of each country. Big time. And what they're working on right now, if you're following the news, in Africa, as a general rule, most of the countries are against homosexuality and very, very clear on it. And United Nations are really turning up the heat. They're trying to make them look caveman, just out of touch, prehistoric, a dinosaur, just uneducated, simple, whatever. Oh, big time. And so far, the Africans have hung in there pretty good, and I hope they do. And they've basically said, look it, you get out of our country. This is our country. This is our sovereign country. We're speaking for the will of the people. But they are just ramrodding. This is what they do. They're dictators. They ramrod their agenda. Because what they do in Africa, tough situation. They need money, don't they? They need food and money. Where do they get it from? UN. So it's a very, very tough situation. So that's why we have to really keep this in our prayers. Somehow, if we can, at least if we can get the message out and expose them, maybe we can get some people, like Pat was just saying, that those three politicians.
You know what's interesting? You can make the connection yourself, but in the Bible, in the Apocalypse, it says there's a prophecy. It says about the end days, five are fallen. One is yet to come, and when the eighth comes, will come go into destruction. But can you believe after all this time, we only now have the eighth leader of the UN, eighth secretary general, and I just looked it up to be sure. So we now have the eighth leader of the UN.
Is that right? He's a, and that's a B. Kung Moon or something? Or
Bon,
yeah.
One other thing, they have a charter that they've put together that is what they have said. They're replacing the Ten Commandments with this charter, written by Mikhail Gorbachev, Maurice Strong, and Stephen Rockefeller. And Maurice Strong, who is this Canadian billionaire who apparently his parentage is very murky. He could even be a Rockefeller, but he has credentials yay long with the United Nations. And he has a ranch in Colorado where they are working fast and furiously on the one world religion.
And that's a good point that Mary Ellen's brought out, too, that when you look at the background, the lineage, the founders of the United Nations, who supports them? David Rockefeller, big time, David Rockefeller. The Rockefeller Foundation funds big time the United Nations. You know, the other person who gives tens of millions? Bill Gates. Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, is Catholic. Right, that's right. The population control of that arm of the United Nations, which, of course, that's what they champion, too, is population control, contraception. And one last point, good people, I think someone had mentioned about the Vatican, that right now the Vatican does have representation in the United Nations, which, believe it or not, in this case is helpful because they have blocked, they have actually their presence. They are still in the Vatican, even despite the darkness that has come over, that descended over certainly some elements of the Vatican, as Our Lady has said. We're not making any personal statement on the Pope or anything like that. We're speaking general here. Third Secret of Fatima, Satan in the Church. And when you speak about the Third Secret of Fatima and Satan in the Church, that obviously has created a lot of problems. But nonetheless, the church still has some moral authority. And we see that because they have actually done some pretty good work there. They have been quite effective in curbing or blocking the agenda of the United Nations to some degree. And that's why in the United Nations, you should see some of these people, some of these representatives, they want the Vatican ousted. They do not want, they want them stripped of membership of the United Nations, because they know that they are powerful. They still are a force. And if you read up on it, you can see some of the good work they've done in terms of the contraception and the abortion. They've tried to limit it or do what they can. And again, boy, some of them are just like, just like Our Lady said, they're like serpents. They just vile stuff coming out of their mouth. Get the Vatican out. And oh, boy. We can't repeat any of the stuff here that they have. They're just very bold and brazen at this point. Bottom line is, good people, don't look to the United Nations to establish the social kingship of Jesus Christ.
I believe UN is pushing for the tax on the carbon footprint, the environmentalism.
They are, again, this is a cover. A lot of this is cover, this environmentalism, okay? As they say, save the whales, but kill the babies, see, that type of thing. It's just the height of hypocrisy. I mean, they're worried about the carbon footprint. They're worried about the fumes of a cigar. But, I mean, for crying out loud, but you can kill babies?
They have admitted that this is fronts to get their agenda across. And what is it? It's enslavement of the world without God.
Amen, amen. And of course, they have to make it more attractive, so they homogenize and pasteurize religion. So you have a whole mishmash of a whatever, whatever. Bottom line is, it's Antichrist. They can't stand the Vatican, I'm telling you, right? Because of what the Vatican stands for. And they still, it's amazing, but they can't stand it. But again, don't look for them. Pat, right? Don't look to the United Nations to establish the social kingship of Jesus Christ.
Don't look to the government for anything either.
Okay.
Please donate today. St. Michael's World Apostolate is not subsidized by diocese, the Bishop's Conference, the Vatican, or any other source. We rely completely on donations from individuals like you. All contributions are tax deductible and are used to promote Our Lady's critical mission. At any time, you may write a check or money order payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate and mail it to P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Or you may call toll-free 888-830-SMWA or 888-830-7692 and make a donation by credit card or on our website smwa.org and click Donate Now. And may God reward you for your kindness and generosity.
Just a pitch here that you can't emphasize enough the importance of the holy hours. And as Our Lady said, you'll know in the next life how many priestly souls have been saved. So for those who are hearing this online, we urge you to do all within your power, especially those within the metro area. Please attend the Holy Hour. If you can't do it every Sunday, then once a month. We need some more bodies there. Our Lady and Our Lord need some more bodies there. More power in unison and more grace going to the priesthood, which God knows is in sorely needed of prayers and graces.
We invite you to join us for an upcoming Rosary Vigil or Sunday Holy Hour for the Pope and Priests on the sacred grounds. And to be added to our mailing or e-alert list, contact St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or go to smwa.org.